Yeah, listen, 4 goals, playing the gents at the top of the table. And, you know, we set ourselves out there in terms of trying to make the game physical with that personnel. And it was a wee catch 22 the first half. I thought that we countered in the way that we thought that we would. But then on the other hand of that, you know, they then hit us in the break and, you know, able to drive long distances with the ball and get a couple of longer range strikes, you know, and a wee bit of deflection. The first one perhaps doesn't help much, etc. And, you know, we backed off and give ourselves a mountain to climb. But all credit to the boys, they climbed it ever so well the second half. And, you know, taking that into account, I thought, in terms of what the energy we brought, the intensity that we played, the problems that we caused, a very, very good side in the second half. Speaks volumes of the character of the boys, you know, and I'll hold my hand up. Got it wrong in the first half with the personnel and what we tried to achieve. You try and address that, and the boys that went on there and played the second half, you know, took the instructions on very, very well and performed.
After you equalised, you reckon you should have had a penalty?
Is that the one just straight at the end there?
Yeah. No, the one down the right-hand side, and the same side as you seem to be fairly demonstrative.
I don't know if you're... I couldn't comment on that one. I thought more the one that we get a free kick against us right at the death there was... But again, I've not had the pleasure of seeing that back yet, and neither I have. But in terms of the energy and what we created and to come back, you know, for 2-0 against the league leaders, you know, is a big, big plus for us.
It's not the first time you've done it. You're done again against Queen's
Side
as well.
No, we do that, but... Yeah. We can't keep giving ourselves a mountain of climbs, you know. We've got to give ourselves every opportunity, you know, and you can't continually go and be 2-0 down and hope to win 3-2 every single week. It's great if you do, but, you know, the logics of the game don't allow you to do that. And as I said there, we pride ourselves in keeping a back door shut. You know, everybody wants that in a game of football. I thought it was a real good game for the fans today. You know, I thought both teams brought good energy. You could see even when they went up there 2-0, you know, they were difficult. You could see them starting to their free flow. I think their rhythm, you know, and the way that they use the pitch, make it fully, giving it full width and the length, the intelligence and experience that we bear dropping into wee pocket caused us real problems in the first half. And once we identified and spoke at half time and made subtle changes, you know, it worked well for us, and I thought we turned a bad situation into a good one.
It shows again how far you've come, probably since that game at Stars Park in the season when you lose
5-2. Yeah,
the journey you've been on since then.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I know the characters and the players that we have in that dressing room, and they're a pleasure to work with. I've always said getting the full time clubs, even in the Betfred Cup at that stage of the season, is always difficult for full-time clubs, the part-time clubs. And meeting Wraith, I think it was it game two? Game two away from home, you know, it was a big one for us. And for me, that's the best footballing team that we played that day, you know, and the evidence that they showed there, so it was. So I was looking forward to today in terms of where we come, and I certainly believe for long periods of that game today, you know, we certainly showed that we could hold our own against a very, very good outfit.